Has inflation now got to school pictures? Why are they so expensive? And why are they so expensive for packages that include a 4x5? Like, who's going out buying frames that are 4x5? Aren't the standard pictures 4x6 or 5x7? Sorry, I'm ranting this morning because we just did school pictures last week and I was blown away how expensive they are. And now that I have not one but two kids in school, that's double the price. Then I got to thinking, why am I paying $60 for a package of pictures to cut up and hand out to people when I literally have thousands of pictures of my children on my phone? I could go print those and just hand them out to my family much cheaper. So it got me thinking, are school pictures a thing of the past? Am I the only one who is still buying them just because it used to be the thing to do? I am very much a creature of habit and I don't like change. So I'm like, okay, this is the way it is. We all buy school pictures. But I'm starting to think they might be a waste of money. What are your thoughts on school pictures? Are they worth it? Should you just bite the bullet and get the pictures? Or have you already stopped buying school pictures because they're not worth it? I want to hear from you. You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. Are school pictures a thing of the past? Because I am really on the fence about whether I'm going to continue to buy school pictures. I did it this year, but I was blown away by how expensive the packages were. And they were packages of like 4x5s and an 8x10. Give me some wallets and a couple 5x7s. That's what I need. But I don't want to spend an arm and a leg for it. Brianna and Cherry Valley, do you buy school pictures?
I actually don't buy the picture itself, but I do the digital download. So then I post it and whoever wants it can then just take it and pay for it themselves that way. But it's still ridiculous because it's $30 for a digital download.
Okay, that was the other thing. I thought, we'll do this route. I'll get the digital one and then I'll have the rights and I can print them for my parents or whatever. But it was $42 to get the rights to the picture and get all the digitals. And I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I have three kids, and so I totally get it.
Okay, well, then I will stop complaining because, yeah, school pictures times three, I thought it was bad times two. 707 points out that they still buy them because, one, it's the only professional pictures that they have of their kid, and two, they want to have them so they can show them when they're grown up and see how far they've come each year. I get that. I get the cutesy mentality, and a lot of people are pointing that out, that when they graduate, you'll have pictures from every single year. But hey, kid, that could have been a really nice present for you, too. What do you think about school pictures? Are they outdated? You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. I'm really debating about not buying school pictures anymore with the price of what they are and what you get for them. And then the fact that I have thousands of pictures of my kids on my phone that I can print for much cheaper. I mean, I don't want to be a cheap mom, but financially, is it a smart move to be buying these school pictures? 909 points out, it is totally a thing of the past. You can get your own backdrop and get grade props on Amazon to do your own pictures. I mean, my phone does take some pretty good pictures, but Kirk in Highland says right now he has three in school, says yes, it's expensive, but it's so worth it. Each grade only comes around once, hopefully. And yes, you can use your phone, but the professional photo looks so much better because of the background and the lighting. Amy and Rancho, what do you think about school photos?
Well, I'm not a parent, but I'm a teacher. So, you know, personally, I feel it's a rite of passage for all of us. The messed up hair, the funky smile, maybe you forgot to wear the right shirt. But I will say, picture sales are down. As a teacher, about only a third of my class buys pictures every year.
Wow. And do you think that's just because they're so ridiculously priced?
You know, I do. I really do. And, you know, in today's economy, you just can't. I mean, why? I agree with you. Why are we paying this much? But I feel like I wish they'd bring it down because it is a rite of passage. But it's just too expensive. And there's too many options. There's like 100 options.
But all the options, at least the packages for my kids' school, are like packages I don't want. They're like a 4x5 and an 8x10.
Yeah, and then there's mugs and pillowcases and keychains. Why?
Yes! My child is already vain enough. He doesn't need to go to bed sleeping on a pillowcase that has a picture of himself on it. 951 points out, buy the biggest picture and then just take it to CVS or Rite Aid and make smaller ones to give out. Okay, true story. Tried to do this one year because, yeah, I'm a bit of a cheapskate. And they called me out on it. They asked me to provide the actual proof that I had the rights to the photos, which I didn't. Let me tell you, your girl was sweating it out, lying through my teeth. I don't know if I can do that again. Are we buying groceries or school pictures? I feel like, you know, honestly, there are probably some families that are debating that because school pictures are so expensive now. And thank you to Krista from the 951 who texted in, and this will really put things into perspective how expensive they are. She says, girl, wait till your kids get to high school. My daughter is a senior. I just spent $385 for her senior pictures. She said, I feel like I'm going to have to sell a kidney just to afford this school year. That is outrageous. Sandy in Lake Elsinore, are you still buying school pictures?
No. I'm a grandma, but my kids don't buy them, and I wish, because I have a hallway full of my kids' pictures who are 50 and 44. But what I'm thinking is what you mentioned. I'm going to Staples and printing up the pictures I take. They're way better, and I'll get an 8x10 for $2.
Right. I can make sure my kid doesn't have crazy eyes because my little one doesn't like to look at the camera.
I know. That's a better idea. Just print them out of your phone. They're going to be way better looking and look normal, not posed.
That's a good point, because some of the school pictures have that classic head tilt where it's like a little too much, and they end up looking like they have a broken neck.
Exactly. God, and they are expensive. That's why my kids don't buy them. I get a wallet. Big deal.
Hey, with the price of pictures, Sandy, you should be happy you're getting a wallet.